And then I said this, I may not have, should have, but I said, this may not be important to you. And I feel like we're filler news, that nothing's going on, so you put me as a filler. May not be important to you, but it's the most important thing in the world to us.
Absolutely.
So if you can't have it to be of importance, then I'm not interested.
Warning. The podcast you're about to listen to may contain graphic descriptions of violent assaults, murder, and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Where is Rhonda Day? Part 2 of 2.
Who knows, is that you've got a series of days in there where that vehicle may have been there. And I've seen a picture of where it was at. It was right off of Cane Run, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
You'd almost hit it.
We did have somebody, though, that did contact us and say that they were going to a birthday party and did see that car Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
There.
Gotcha. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, okay, so gotcha. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we saw it, but we did not recognize it at the time.
No, we would have recognized it.
Yeah.
Could it have been somewhere else when we searched?
I don't know.
And you know another thing, too. Have you ever had this happen? You're looking for a blue car, and that day you see every blue car.
That's definitely
something that even when I was still a cop, as soon as they put an attempt to locate out on something.
Well, something that we did try, we went door to door.
Okay.
And we were trying to find somebody that had a video camera that could have spotted that car if they would go back and look at it and see if they spotted that car when it was parked there, who was driving it, or if they could zoom in and see if it was a male driving, a female driving. But we didn't have any luck with that.
Yeah, and a couple things on that is that today your probability would probably be higher, people because of the way the internet's advanced and technologies, you'd probably have that too. And something else too that I think is neat that you all did that is it doesn't hurt for families to go out and do. And I know we live in a world where we have a lot of expectations on law enforcement, and that's reasonable. But at the same time, the more people that are out hunting and looking, the more likely we are to gather something, if that makes any sense. So hats off to you all for looking for the car and then going door to door and trying to exhaust that possibility. Like I said, these days you probably have a higher probability of that. So the car is located. Am I correct in the fact that it didn't get towed or processed?
No, it did not.
Yeah. No.
They just called. A policeman called my sister and said, "We found her car. You need to come get it."
Okay, gotcha.
So that's when my nephew, her son, kind of set up surveillance on it, hoping you know. And, of course, I need to mention that her brother and her son, when they said to come get it, they went to it and they started looking through it to see if they could find any hints. Mm-hmm. But then that was already tampering with evidence. So,
I wouldn't say tampering with evidence because it wasn't a criminal offense.
Was messing up what they could have found out.
But here's the thing, again, when we don't do this for a living, we don't know. So, that's completely understandable.
But then when he was on the, like I said, had it under surveillance, he heard some kind of a noise and he called a cop. And a cop came and said they didn't take that, impound it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no. And they said that, they should have impounded it right away.
Ah, gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but it
was
already
a little frustrating. Yeah. And again, I have no idea. You know, I know that sometimes with adult missing person cases, there's this gray area as you're gathering these facts that make them. I'm not making excuses for it, but I know that you're looking for things again, and we're going to keep covering those things that say this one probably should be looked at differently, and there's a fuzzy time period in there. So, that would have been good. You know, look at seat position, tank levels, things like that. And but again, nobody should be wearing any guilt for going through the car. I'd have gone through the car,
right?
Because we're curious and we're really hungry to find that out. So, she vanishes. And the last place we have her is on Mariana Drive at her friend's house. He's the last person that we know of that so far that saw her. How's he been? And again, we're not going to name him because he's not,
he's not a known suspect.
That's it. Exactly. And so we got to be fair to people, but has he Has he been very helpful in the search for Rhonda?
Not really.
Not at all.
Okay.
He has not participated in any of the searches.
Gotcha.
We had two searches. He has never called to say, have you found her? You know, here, let me give you some information. The last thing I can tell you is.
Right.
So he wasn't present in help at all.
Right.
Gotcha. And some, I hate to say it, but some people just don't care. That's the world we live in.
I know,
in.
But, you know, of course, I always think if it was my friend, I'd turned every rock
exactly.
upside down.
And that's okay to think that way, because I think that we have to compare people's behavior to what most people would do. So what's that look like? So you reported her missing, I guess, with the police in Lebanon Junction?
In Lebanon Junction first.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
And then with the car being found in Louisville, I'm going to assume Louisville police took the investigation.
Yes.
And that's how that works, too, is
yes.
that wherever the preponderance of the evidence is
yes.
goes. And not to mention, too, that Louisville will have a few more resources than Lebanon Junction. Lebanon Junction
exactly.
is very, yeah, and it's a very good police department. I've worked with a lot of people and trained some other people before. Very good PD. But, you know, when you get into an area like Louisville, the resources are a lot
yes.
deeper and not well.
Exactly.
What's it look like? What in those initial days, so you find the car. What kind of efforts did everybody make to try to find her? I know you were looking for the car.
Yeah, like I said, we went door to door, and then we also did a search down by the river and down at the boat docks and everything to on foot. And there's two aerial searches and two foot searches.
Gotcha.
I did want to mention that we did have a lot of help from the
Crystal Rogers
search team.
There
they came
go.
Down to help us, which was very much appreciated.
What
yes.
a great group of people. I mean, I love when people get involved. Again,
yes.
more boots on the ground, more
yes.
eyes, more
right.
people
yes.
doing it.
But it didn't turn up anything. And also, the police, they did do, took a cadaver dogs
right.
to the friend's house and to his truck. And there was nothing found.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so we've got that.
Had aerial searches, foot searches, cadaver dogs. I mean, we went to the internet. We had podcast. We'd mm-hmm. had put a flyer out to everybody, shared her flyer with everybody.
Right. We had it out on the news twice.
Yeah, we've had some of the local stations.
Gotcha.
They didn't cover it a lot, but,
yeah.
You know,
it, the media gets what they can get, and if something big's going on, then they'll drift to it. So it's just the nature of the beast.
I had an experience with not too long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were wanting to do they contacted me wanting to do a story on her again. And I said, you know, that, okay, I would do it. So we had it all set up what day it was going to be. The night before, she said her boss was putting her on something else. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I said, well, get back in touch with me. And I thought they probably wouldn't, but she did. Got back in touch with me. Said we'd do a story on it. Then the day of, I think she contacted me, said her boss put her on something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said this. I may not have, should have. But I said, this may not be important to you. And I feel like we're filler news. That nothing's going on, so you put me as a filler. May not be important to you, but it's the most important thing in the world to us.
Absolutely.
So if you can't have it to be of importance, then I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And that's just how I felt, you know, because I don't want her story to be filler news.
Sure.
Because it is a real thing. She's really missing. There's a family tore up, you know, and where she's at, I don't know, but there's just not a day that goes by that you don't hope that you'll hear from her.
Exactly.
You know, or you'll see her, or you'll hear something, you know, and it's not just her. It's every missing person.
It's true, and there's so many.
Yes, there are.
Again, Wendy, who's not here today, breathes and eats this whole thing. And one of the things that years ago I got across to her is how many people are missing. And what's frightening is how many people are missing that just never were reported.
Exactly.
Where people just assumed, family or friends assumed that they'd drifted off. It's scary.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's frightening. And again, here we are. She's a person. She was loved by many and loved people, obviously. I mean, just
right.
a compassionate, maternal person.
And see,
person.
That's where I feel like that, I guess, the world fails you, is I think that if it's a person that had a problem, they're not worth finding.
And they're wrong.
You know, I think that's something that goes around, and it's so untrue.
And you know,
everybody deserves to be found.
And I think that's gotten worse. As a society, we have people that can be incredibly judgmental, and there's people that can wash their hands of something. And we call it victimology and risk factors. What mm-hmm. they do is they wash their hands of any interest in with phrases like, "Well, they had that coming," or you know, mm-hmm. you effed around and found out. Whatever they use, that's so wrong. And usually, and I would never wish this, they'll never understand that unless they're in those shoes.
To them.
And then
yeah.
the
exactly.
world will, then we won't be able to do enough, or nobody will be able Correct. To do enough for them. And it's sad. Now, I can tell you, though, that after doing the job is that we always used to take our victims as we found them. And there were plenty of times that me and the people I worked with and the detectives in Louisville and Lebanon Junction right now, that however you walk that walk really doesn't matter. When somebody hurts somebody else, mm-hmm. takes somebody else, that's an offense against the whole community mm-hmm. Because we're all at risk with that.
Exactly.
And again, you know better than I that if somebody has harmed Rhonda, then they removed the possibility of her completely turning her life around. Mm-hmm. That got extinguished. Correct. And that's horrible. That's not tragic. That's just evil. Mm-hmm. Is that a lot of people deal with issues and they change. But if somebody takes away the opportunity for them to change, that's the devil. Mm-hmm. That's the devil at work. So anything new, and maybe the other news stations will come around. I mean, I would recommend taking what you can get from them. I know that they,
right.
you know, and whoever this person was, she's probably a fine person, but she's got a boss like.
Oh, I told her that. I said, yeah. I understand that. Mm-hmm. You have to do your job and do what the boss says.
Sure.
But I said, I'm just asking you to understand that it's making me feel like mm-hmm. that it's just, you ain't got nothing else to yeah. broadcast, so let's do this.
Yeah.
And I said, that's not how I feel about it. I feel it's important.
Yeah. I don't know if sometimes they're prepared for the emotional rawness that they run into. I just don't know. I can share one time I remember I was on the phone with a reporter with the Herald Leader many years ago on a case. And she had gone to a victim's house. And what I heard on the other end of the phone was her getting thrown off the porch.
Wow.
And again, she's covering a story, but I don't think she was prepared for that.
The rawness.
The rawness of it, that I'm going to knock on this door and that where people are in that moment. And even detectives will tell you that we're used to it. It beat up on us. I mean, I've had people yell at me and scream at me, and that's fine.
Because you realize where it's coming from.
That's it, yeah. And so hopefully, I have no doubt that whoever's working the case now in Louisville is probably of that same nature, is mm-hmm. that they're probably waiting for the thing they need to move it forward, whatever yeah. that is. Let's go there for a minute.
Okay.
If you can speak to the community in this area, what would you all ask them to do? I'll start with Melissa and then Destiny, you two. What would you ask people in the community to do?
Well, at this point, since it's been almost 6 years, to always keep their eyes and ears open.
Yes.
You know, always try to, and be ready to come forward.
Yeah.
You know, so many people are afraid to come forward, or they think it's not big enough. It's too small of a thing. Oh. But one small thing could be what could tie the whole thing together.
Thank you.
So I would urge to come forward. Anything you know, because somebody knows something.
That's it.
She didn't just disappear.
No.
Somebody knows something. Did somebody slip and say something to somebody else? You know, my main thing would be just urging them to come forward and to realize that nothing's too small.
Thank you. And that's true. And especially 6 years out.
Right.
The detectives would appreciate anything. They would appreciate a little hearsay. They would appreciate anything that turned into a lead of something. And real quick, too, just what was her physical appearance? Do you remember?
She's probably about 5'3", 5'4", something like that. Maybe 5'4", about 180 pounds.
Gotcha.
Blonde hair, green eyes.
Had a tattoo was it sun, but spelled differently?
A sunshine. She had a tattoo that said sunshine, like S-O-N, like her son was her sunshine.
Where was that tattoo at? Do you remember?
I believe it was her leg. I'm not quite sure. I think it was her leg.
But a tattoo's a tattoo. Ears pierced, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes, her ears are pierced.
Sometimes wore thick framed glasses or contacts?
I don't think so.
I don't think
she wore glasses. Okay, she probably had sunglasses on all the time. But
as we heard, she was wearing black. Was it black flip-flops?
Yeah, Grandma Hodge says she was dressed in black.
Gotcha.
And the last time that...
What kind of clothes did she usually wear when she was knocking around? Anything that you remember in particular?
Shorts and tank tops.
Yes.
There we go. Just comfortable stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't... She never did like to dress up or anything.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's important, too. And I know that the iPad is gone. What else do we think is still missing?
Okay, her phone, her iPad, and her car keys.
Okay.
What's her purse on?
So they're not sure if she even took her purse that day.
Okay.
But with those items gone, see, to me, if she had just left to go somewhere and to be gone, and she took those things, she would have been using them.
The phone
company said there's not been any kind of activity,
gotcha.
You know, on either of them since the last phone call she made was to my mother the night before.
Gotcha. You know, one thing I thought about, too, is that I think I told you when I was working, when we were planning getting together today, is when I was looking at maps and things like that and did that zoom out on Google Earth and saw the river right there.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up in Louisville, and I actually boated on the Ohio River for years, upriver from that, is that river, immediately I thought, what a great place to get rid of things.
Because
exactly. That river consumes things, and it moves quickly under tow and everything. It's the first thing when I saw it, I just had the EBGBs about that's so close, and the car was probably just several hundred feet away from where the river is and access. And again, on the YouTube channel, I'm going to put a lot of images so people can see what that looks like on there too.
Yeah.
So we have missing property that eventually could still be found. We might stumble across that too. Destiny, what would you say to people in the community?
If you have any tips or leads, please reach out to LMPD. Please. It makes it harder on the family when we don't know anything.
100%. And by the way, too, is that let's talk about this any tips, we really want to go straight to the detectives at LMPD,
yes.
Louisville Metro Police Department. We don't want them to come through the podcast. We don't want anything getting in the way of this and whatnot.
Right.
And the phone numbers that I have for them is the police department itself is at area code 502-574-7111. And then they have an anonymous tip line, which is handy. It's 502-574-LMPD. And those tip lines are nice. We used to use them back in the Lexington Police Department and still do. To where if people have that information or they believe and they're uncomfortable coming forward, geez, oh, Pete, let's do it anonymously.
Right.
It is. We love witnesses and we love testimony. But this case is about
bringing justice.
That's it. We need to. It's like a buddy.
We need to bring Rhonda home.
Yeah, we do. It's like a buddy of mine said one time is that it's like a sweater. We've got to pull that first snag to get the yarn going, and that can be something that somebody has. I would ask people to do the same thing. I would even suggest to people, and I've said this before, that I don't know how people carry that on their heart. If they have intimate knowledge about this.
That's what I was thinking on the way up here. I thought, you know.
I know they do.
Whoever knows something, I have to believe that when they lay their head on their pillow at night, they got to be thinking.
Now we hear sometimes people are afraid, and that's true in some exceptional cases, but that's usually not it.
Right.
And I'm with you. I will say this, that when people carry that, they're wired differently, and they're wired really similarly to anybody who might have done something wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
I think whoever carries that information better be real careful and check their character.
Exactly.
And those people that carry this destiny, they're going to stores and restaurants and church with us to our left and our right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before in a couple of cases, and I'll continue to say it, that I don't know how people are religiously built. But we don't know when we're going to leave this earth, and I got a bad feeling that if you left the earth with this on your heart.
That kind of information.
That's it. I don't think it plays well.
Right.
I think you're a lot like people who actually do the deed. So people need to, the people, if they're listening or they know somebody, they've got to work their conscience.
Just come clean with whatever you have to say. Please, it would bring our family justice. Rhonda, if you're out there, we love you.
There we go. Melissa, what would you say to?
If I could say something to Rhonda?
Yeah.
First, would please come home. You know, that's the main thing we would want out of any of this would be for Rhonda to come home safe.
Absolutely.
But, of course, if she doesn't come home, I would just like to say appeal to the people to please, because I know there's somebody out there.
Somebody.
There's somebody that could help bring closure, that if she is out there and she's okay, that could let us know.
Right.
Of course, we've heard all kinds of things. Rumors. They think she's like hiding out somewhere.
I think I saw that theory somewhere. Yeah. Did she have a pending court appearance or something?
She did have. Yeah. She had got stopped and had found some drug paraphernalia.
Okay.
And somebody said something about that. She was hiding from that. But according to my sister, they got something that said that after so many years, they drop all that. And it was like 5 years, I think.
Gotcha.
And so that would all be dropped. What would be stopping her from coming home?
True. And hiding that well is actually more difficult than people think.
Rhonda could have done it. She couldn't have.
Right.
I mean, she'd had to check on her cat or check on her grandma. I mean, there's no way. Gotcha. To me, I always felt insulted when somebody said she was just hanging, hiding out somewhere.
Gotcha.
Because I know she would never do that to her family.
Yeah.
She would never, because she told me, like, shortly before she disappeared, she said, you know, I love my mom so much. She said, if something were to happen to her, they'd have to scrape me off the floor. Well, if she loved her that much, she wouldn't have done this to her.
Exactly.
You know.
Rhonda, if you're out there, just know Grandma lives somewhere else now.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. If there's something to that, good deal.
Yeah, my mom just turned 91. Oh. She's always saying that she just hopes Rhonda Faye comes home before she dies.
Yeah, what a burden to carry on your heart.
Right.
Well, listen, thank both of you for taking the time to meet with me. Again, Wendy, sorry that she's not here. Hopefully we get a resolution sooner than later.
All right.
Hopefully we get a resolution sooner than later on this. And if we do get updates and everything, we'll make sure that the audience of the Murder Police Podcast, will funnel that out and make sure that they're aware of those updates. Hopefully we get really good news one day.
Right.
If not, it's really good news. Hopefully we just get answers.
Exactly. So.
Good deal. Thank you all both.
Appreciate if it gives answers to other people.
Yes. Yeah, that's one thing. Good point, Destiny, is that so many other people are dealing with missing people right now is keeping hope alive.
Yeah, I would like an awareness, you know, to go out about missing people and how not as much is going on to help find them as what I feel
it's
like
hard.
There should be.
It's hard.
You know, yeah. It is. It's bad because I know there was times we felt like, you know, why can't we get anything done? Why can't we find her? Why don't the news station say more? Why don't people help us more? Why don't, you know, just always feeling like, because in our minds, we want to do everything we can.
Right.
Sure.
You know, we want to find her.
Right.
You know, please help us.
Right.
You know, and I think that the families often are felt unhelped and like they don't know where to turn or what to do. And
right.
I think awareness of missing persons need to go out for all those who have missing.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Is because it's one of those things that none of us signs up for a class on this. It just happens. And you're in the dark. And the frustration level is incredible, too.
Well, so. I mean, I admit, I look at things a lot different now than what I did before. Before, you know, you kind of listen to things. You think, well, it happens to other people, but not to you.
Right.
Right.
And then when it happens to you, it's like I used to always watch Dateline and everything. But now I watch it with a whole lot of different perspective.
From the victim side.
Yeah.
From the surviving victim side. That's a good
point.
Well, good deal. Thank you all again for meeting.
Thank you very much.
We'll stay in touch for sure. And
thank you for doing this with us, David.
Yes.
No, thank you for trusting us to produce the piece and put it together. So, and I'll tell Wendy you said hi.
Okay, please do. We'd like
yes,
to meet her.
Do.
We will for sure. Yeah, that's we'll get dinner. I think that's a wrap.
All right, that's a wrap.
The Murder Police Podcast is hosted by Wendy and David Lyons and was created to honor the lives of crime victims, so their names are never forgotten. It is produced, recorded, and edited by David Lyons. The Murder Police Podcast can be found on your favorite Apple or Android podcast platform, as well as at murderpolicepodcast.com, where you will find show notes, transcripts, information about our presenters, and a link to the official Murder Police Podcast merch store, where you can purchase a huge variety of Murder Police Podcast swag. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, which is closed caption for those that are hearing impaired. Just search for the Murder Police Podcast and you will find us. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe for more and give us 5 stars and a written review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your podcasts. Make sure you set your player to automatically download new episodes so you get the new ones as soon as they drop. And please tell your friends. Lock it down, Judy.